Hello there, greetings from me, Nigel Ogden, and welcome to another special edition of The Organist Entertains. Special because we have just one organist to play for you this evening, but on three different organs. Well, the organist is Reginald Porter Brown, and here he is with the Mexican Fire Dance by Albert Marland. Well, I'm sitting in the upper story of a watermill in Oxnead, and just to my left are two immaculate theatre organ consoles, one a Wurlitzer and the other a Compton. And these both belong to a gentleman who I'm sure is very proud of them both, Mr. Jim Crampton. Well, Jim, where does your love of theatre organs come from originally?
I think it started from the time I was a boy. At that time, there used to be theatre organ broadcasts two or three times a day, and my father was very keen on the organ. So I used to have organ music, for lunch, tea, and all over the place. So I think that's when I got interested in them.
Did you manage to travel around to cinemas as well to see them in their original location?
No, very little, because where I was brought up in South Lincolnshire, near Spalding, in fact, there were no cinema organs at all. It wasn't until later on, and I lived in London, I was able to hear all the great organists. Mm.
So you eventually, I presume, got an ambition to own your own?
Yes, it didn't really strike me until they started selling them, of course, from these cinemas. And I was very eager to get one then, and I'm very lucky in having one of each of the well-known British, well-known makes.
Yes, indeed. Which was the first one you acquired then?
Well, the first organ I acquired was the little Wurlitzer here, which came from the Regal Cinema in Colchester.
And when did you remove that?
That must be now about getting on for 20 years ago.
Yes. And size is 2 manuals and 5 ranks?
That's right, yes. It's a beautiful little organ.
Yes, it's amazing how versatile some of these small organs really are, isn't it? And then how long afterwards was it when the Compton appeared?
Oh, well, actually, I've had about 6, but 2 or 3 have gone to other places.
Yeah.
The Compton was removed from the cinema about 20 years ago, but it lay in a great big heap downstairs for about 12 years, and only recently did Alistair get round to putting it in.
And this was which Norwich cinema?
This was the Carlton cinema in Norwich.
Mm. Well, there have been quite a few tuba tunes written over the years. Well, here's Reg Porter Brown to play the tuba tune by C.S. Lang on the Oxnead Compton. I know you, you're very keen to give a lot of credit to Alistair Field here for a lot of the work that's gone on the organ.
Oh, certainly, yes. I mean, Alistair really has done all the work on these organs. He's installed them and he keeps them going.
So, well, let's ask you, Alistair, what problems did you find, if any, installing them here at the mill?
Well, partly the building. We had to do quite a bit of building work to make space to fit them in.
Mm.
The Compton had actually been flooded in the cinema twice, and the wood had suffered a bit, and the chests had become leaky, and the joints had started to go a bit.
So the two organs are installed side by side, are they?
Well, at opposite ends of the building. One's on the floor above us, sort of thing, and the other one is on the same floor as us.
Mm. Have any alterations been made to the instruments themselves, or are they as original?
No, I don't think so. Apart from perhaps blowers being swapped over because of the Wurlitzer have been powered by water power.
Mm.
This mill is on the Bure, and a turbine is fitted downstairs in the mill part where the water wheel used to be. And it works the old generator, which produces DC type of electricity, which powers a DC motor on the organ blower.
Well, here are the beautiful tones of the 2-manual 5-rank Wurlitzer at Oxnead and Percy Fletcher's Fountain Reverie. You play yourself, Jim?
Well, I play a little bit, but it's just a hobby.
For your own amusement.
Right.
Do you hold concerts here?
Occasionally we have concerts, yes, you know, just in aid of charities and so on.
Yeah.
And the Norwich Organ Club come here. They were here last night, in fact, for the odd concert now and again.
And people must be fascinated to see the setup, I should think.
Well, yeah, there aren't many places where you can get two organs side by side.
Yeah.
And, of course, the situation is very pretty, particularly in the summer when the sun's shining with the water and so on.
Well, while you take a breather, gentlemen, let Reg do some work for us. One of the most famous novelty pieces of all time, particularly from the theatre organ heyday, Nola. Well, 2 mils upstream, we are at Aylsham, and here Jim has installed a very fine Christie organ. Jim, this came from where?
The Christie was from the Regent Cinema in Hawley, Surrey.
And what size is that?
That's six ranks, beg your pardon.
And could you describe briefly for us the location of the organ?
Yes, it's on the first floor of the mill. This is another mill standing over the River Bure, with the organ chambers in one end of quite a large room.
How long have the installations taken you on average, you know, to complete?
Well, at Aylsham, the building work took about 4 weeks, and then to get the main parts of the organ laid out, about 4 weeks, and to varnish it all up. But that organ was in good condition when we had it. The Compton has taken a lot longer because it was flooded, and the building work was done by builders then.
I see. Do you have any, you know, tuning problems? I mean, how constant is the temperature in the mills?
Well, they keep pretty well in tune, really, because the mills have very thick walls, about 2 feet thick, and so they don't get particularly warm in summer nor cool in winter.
I always found it quite amazing, really, in an area of the country that had very few theatre organs in the heyday. East Anglia must have more than anywhere else, I think, now. Have you any idea, Jim, how many there are in this part of the world?
I think there are about 20 altogether, if you take Norfolk and Suffolk together. Yeah. I think it's because there are a lot of eccentric people like me, you know, in Norfolk.
And a good thing, too. Well, so how many more are you thinking of getting?
Oh, no, I don't want any more, thank you.
You think that's quite
no,
enough?
No, I think I'm a very lucky man having three.
Well, as you say, yes, it's very nice to have a Will. It's a Compton and a Christie. You've got one of the three main ones, and I'm sure they bring you a lot of pleasure.
And to show you just how the Aylsham Christie can sound, here's Reginald Porter Brown playing his own composition, Cheeky Chappie.
Let's mention one or two interesting features on a couple of the organs. Firstly, the Compton, that's got one of the few remaining solo cello devices, hasn't it? Tell us, how does that work, briefly?
Well, it's a guitar wire and a circular bow, which is similar to a saw, and it's got metal fingers on it, which stop the guitar wire at the suitable length, and it's got a pickup and an amplifier on the guitar wire. Yeah. And a vibrato at the back and a tuning motor to alter the tension. So it looks a little bit like a sewing machine when it works.
And what is the overall sound like at the end of the day?
It's cello-like, but it's a bit dull. It's got no soundboard, and perhaps it's like a big viola.
And just referring back to the Christie at Aylsham, that's quite interesting because it's got the still got the illuminated surrounds, hasn't it?
Yes, it's got the old illuminations with the seat.
Yeah. On an automatic colour change?
We've got an automatic colour change, and that is downstairs. And it's got a choice of six colours on it, all automatic.
Mm. Well, our sincere thanks to you for your hospitality and to Alistair as well for chatting about the installations, and let's hope they continue to make beautiful music for many more years to come.
Thank you.
Jim Crampton and Alistair Field talking about the Wurlitzer, Compton and Christie organs now installed in the idyllic surroundings of Oxnead and Aylsham Mills in Norfolk. And thanks also to Reg Porter Brown for providing all the music. Next week we'll be back in the studio with our more usual mixture of pipe and electronic organ sounds. So until then, on behalf of producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the best and bye-bye for now.